The effort to return sovereignty to Iraq depends in part on a United Nations resolution, and that in turn may depend on Russia. Russia is one of several members of the United Nations Security Council demanding changes to a proposed resolution on Iraq. The Russians say they will not back a resolution until there is an interim Iraqi government with popular support. But despite their objections, the Russians are trying to minimize friction with the United States. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been tracking the relations between the two countries. He is in Moscow and joins us now. And Lawrence, President Vladimir Putin, I know, gave a State of the Union speech today but did not even mention Iraq. What's that mean?
Well, that's correct, Stephen. That was somewhat of a surprise to many of us. We thought he'd at least mention the conflict in Iraq. But it's not a complete surprise to some of the political analysts here. They say that this is part of a trend of the Kremlin moving away from any sort of open confrontation with Washington and London over Iraq and trying to minimize differences, basically. If you take it in a broader context, President Putin's speech was very much a bread-and-butter speech today, focusing almost exclusively on domestic policy themes. He talked about doubling the size of Russia's economy over a decade, one of his major goals. He talked about developing the institution of home mortgages in Russia, about cutting the size of the bureaucracy. So in the broader context of his speech today, in terms of his address, it really wasn't that surprising. It was really an address which was focused to the home audience.
So they didn't talk much, or so he didn't talk much about Iraq, but does that mean that Putin no longer has serious differences with the United States over Iraq?
No, of course, Russia does have serious objections. Russia has resigned itself to the reality of the U.S. troop presence in Iraq for now. In fact, there was a foreign ministry statement released yesterday stating that Russia realized that the United States would probably lead any UN, any international force which would still be in place after June 30th in Iraq. But at the same time, we had Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday as well, spelling out his concerns about the UN draft resolution, the Security Council draft resolution that the British and the Americans are putting forward. What Russia is very concerned about, and as you pointed out, it's concerned about the fact that it wants any Iraqi authority after June 30th to enjoy popular support. And it continues, and Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, continually put the accent on the composition of the new Iraqi leadership, who would be in the new Iraqi leadership.
Russians also used to have a major interest in some of Iraq's oil fields. Are they making any new demands to be included as a major economic player now?
They're not making overt demands, but yes, indeed, they did have very major oil interest and economic interest in Iraq, dating from the 1960s, from the Soviet period. And when we examine this larger question of why is Russia so interested in the composition of the new Iraqi government, what analysts here will tell you, it's because many of the exiles who were in the current transitional Iraqi authority were somewhat hostile towards Russia for its perceived support of Saddam Hussein for so many years. And they want to make sure that Russia wants to make sure that it has friends in any new Iraqi government, which will make sure that Russia's economic interests are at least given a fair shake.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.